Hello, this is Aniko Gal from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. I will be reading to you from the 2018 revised version of the Independent Living Reference and Resource Notebook from the North Carolina Division of Services for the Blind. We will now begin Section 8, Eye Conditions, Vision. Eye Conditions, Dry Eyes. Dry eyes are caused by the decrease of tears produced by the tear glands. The dryness is often accompanied by burning of the eyes, itching, or reduced vision. If you have dry eyes, it is important that you keep them lubricated to ward off dangerous irritation to the cornea. The treatment for dry eyes is to apply artificial tears solution frequently throughout the day. Watery eyes. Watery eyes are caused by blocked tear drainage canals due to inflammation or ulceration. Watery eyes may also be a symptom of a dry eye condition or eyelid condition where the lid does not function properly. It is important to see an eye doctor who can open the drainage canals and treat a possible infection. Floaters. Floaters are tiny moving spots we notice especially when we look at a light-colored wall or the sky. Floaters are thought to be caused by changes in the liquid within our eyes. They are completely harmless in low numbers and are untreatable. If, however, you should notice a big increase in the number of spots, or they are accompanied by flashes of light, you should see your eye doctor immediately. These symptoms could be the warning signals of a possibly detached retina. Myopia. Myopia, often referred to as nearsightedness, is a vision condition in which close objects are seen clearly, but objects farther away appear blurred. Nearsightedness occurs if the eyeball is too long or the cornea, the clear front cover of the eye, has too much curvature. As a result, the light entering the eye isn't focused correctly and distant objects look blurred. Requires lenses with a minus lens correction to weaken the eye optically and permit clear distance vision. Presbyopia. Presbyopia occurs when the eye cannot focus easily on near objects, such as the case when arms seem too short to read a newspaper. The person with presbyopia may also experience tired eyes while working at close distances or headaches. Presbyopia is easily corrected by wearing eyeglasses or bifocals for reading or close work. Glaucoma. Glaucoma is a condition that occurs when there is too much fluid pressure inside the eye. When the pressure remains high over a period of time, it causes damage to the optic nerve, eventually leading to blindness. Glaucoma is one of the leading causes of blindness in adults over 40 years old. Early diagnosis and treatment is crucial if sight is to be saved. The treatment for glaucoma ranges from eye drops to laser treatment or surgery. Cataract. A cataract is the clouding of the normally clear lens within the eye. As we grow older, the lens of the eye still continues to grow, and as it does, it thickens and slowly becomes opaque. When the lens becomes cloudy, it is called a cataract. The only cure for a cataract is to remove it surgically. Cataracts cannot be removed by a laser. With the new surgical techniques, the removal of cataracts and the insertion of an intraocular lens offer one of the greatest success rates of surgeries performed. Retinal detachment. A retinal detachment is the separation of the retina from the back wall of the eye, which is usually caused by a small hole or tear in the retina. The detachment can also occur from injury to the eye, or most commonly from the aging process. Symptoms include flashes of light or showers of black spots called floaters. Early treatment is important. Treatment includes laser surgery, cold therapy, or direct surgical repair. Diabetic retinopathy. Diabetic retinopathy is a disease of the retina's blood vessels in people who have diabetes. The disease causes the eye's blood vessels to leak inside the eye. Early treatment is important, which ranges from laser surgery to seal of the leaking vessels to surgical repair. And lastly, macular degeneration. Macular degeneration is the deterioration of the macula, which is located on the retina. The macula is responsible for fine central vision. When the macula degenerates, a gradual vision loss occurs in the center portion of sight. However, side vision is retained. There is no known absolute cure for macular degeneration, but early treatment with a laser can sometimes help. In addition, low vision aids can be prescribed to enhance remaining vision. Low vision. Excerpts taken from the North Carolina Rehabilitation Center for the Blind Reference Guide, 2008. What is low vision? Low vision is a term used to describe a multitude of visual experiences. When individuals have limited, but at least some, usable vision, which cannot be fully corrected with regular eyeglasses, medical treatments or surgery, and this limited vision interferes with their ability to participate in functional tasks, they may be described as having low vision. Various factors should be considered when trying to identify how to best use your remaining vision, including the type of vision loss, the degree of loss, your light and glare needs, and your ability to handle and operate the low vision aids. Handheld or pocket magnifiers. Your device is called, and you need to fill in that blank right there. The power of your handheld magnifier is blank by blank diopters, and you need to fill those in as well. With this magnifier, you should be able to read blank size print or larger. So fill in what the size of print is that you'll be able to read with that handheld or pocket magnifier. Care and cleaning. Use a soft, lint-free cloth. Do not use tissues or paper towels on the lens as they may scratch it. Never immerse in water. Store magnifier in its original container or in a soft case to keep clean and to avoid scratches. Do not leave in the sunlight. You can start a fire with your magnifier. Instructions for using handheld magnifiers. Place the magnifier flat on the page and slowly lift above the page. The print will look larger. When the magnifier is too far above the print, it will become very blurry. Push the magnifier slightly back toward the print to bring it into focus. You should get the most magnification and best focus at about blank inches above the page. You may choose to use a reading stand, lap desk, or clipboard to make reading easier and more comfortable. Holding the magnifier close to your eye will allow you to see more at one time. You may be more comfortable with one eye closed. If your magnifier does not have a light, you may need another light source, such as a lamp. Angle the lamp toward the page and not directly over the lens. To reduce any distracting reflections, angle the device away from the light source or hold the magnifier close to your eye. To keep your place, When you reach the end of a line, scan back over what you just read and then drop down to the next line, or use your finger to mark your place at the start of the line. If you are not used to reading with magnifiers, first read for short amounts of time and gradually read for longer amounts of time as you feel comfortable. Stand magnifiers. Your device is called, fill in the blank. The power of your stand magnifier is blank by blank diopters. With this magnifier, you should be able to read blank, size, print, or larger. So again, every time I say blank, I need to fill in those numbers. Care and cleaning. Use a soft, lint-free cloth to clean the lens. Do not use tissues or paper towels on the lens as they may scratch it. Never immerse in water. Store magnifier in its original container or in a soft case to keep it clean and avoid scratches. Do not leave in the sunlight. You can start a fire with your magnifier. Instructions for using stand magnifiers. Rest the base of the stand magnifier against the reading material. You may choose to use a reading stand, lap desk, or clipboard to make reading easier and more comfortable. If you wear bifocals, look through the bottom portion of your glasses. Holding the magnifier closer to your eye will allow you to see more at one time. You may be more comfortable with one eye closed. If your magnifier does not have a light, you may need another light source, such as a lamp. Angle the lamp toward the page and not directly over the lens. To reduce any distracting reflections, angle the device away from the light source or hold the magnifier close to your eye. To keep your place, when you reach the end of a line, trail the magnifier back over what you just read and then drop down to the next line. Or use your finger to mark your place at the start of the line. If you are not used to reading with magnifiers, first read for short amounts of time and gradually read for longer amounts of time as you feel comfortable. Reading glasses. These glasses are a high-powered pair of reading glasses. They are to be used only while seated and are for near tasks only. The power of your reading glasses is blank diopters. The frames are blank, full frame, or blank, half eyes. With these reading glasses, you should be able to read blank size print or larger. Care and cleaning. Use a soft, lint-free cloth. Do not use tissues or paper towels on the lens as they may scratch it. Store glasses in their original container or in a soft case to keep clean and to avoid scratches. Do not leave in the sunlight. You can start a fire with your glasses. Instructions for using reading glasses. Do not ever attempt to walk in these glasses and do not stand up while wearing them. Only use while seated. Do not look off at a distance through the glasses. To bring print into focus, place the reading material on your nose and then slowly move it away from your nose until it comes into focus. Print will need to be approximately blank inches away from the glasses. You may choose to use a reading stand, lap desk, or clipboard to make reading easier and more comfortable. Covering or closing one eye may make reading more comfortable. You will need a good source of light. You can use a lamp if the room is not bright enough. Angle the lamp toward the page and not in your eyes. Place the lamp on the same side as your better eye. To avoid losing your focus and to avoid possible discomfort when reading with these glasses, hold your head still and move the print back and forth in front of you. To keep your place, when you reach the end of a line, scan back over what you just read and then drop down to the next line. Or use your finger to mark your place at the start of the line. Monoculars, also called telescopes. Your device is called fill in the blank. The power of your monocular is blank X. This device makes objects appear to be blank times closer to you. Care and cleaning. Use a soft, lint-free cloth to clean the lens. Do not use tissues or paper towels on the lens as they may scratch it. Avoid touching the lens with your bare hands as this will leave fingerprints. Keep any original containers, including cases or lens caps. Store the monocular in them when not in use. Instructions for using monoculars. Look in the direction of what you want to see. While looking toward the object you want to see, place the monocular in front of your eye. Many monoculars have a rubbery end. Place this end closest to your eye, while the other end is further away from your eye. To find the best focus, grip the monocular with one hand closer to your eye, while slowly turning the textured end further away from your eye. Some monoculars allow you to see some objects at near. Focus the monocular so that it is longer in length to see objects that are within a few feet. To steady the monocular for better focus, try the following. 1. Rest your hand against your face. 2. Use both hands to grip the monocular. 3. Rest your arms against your body to steady them. 4. Stand against a wall or other immovable object to steady your whole body. 5. If sitting, rest your elbows and body against a table. Do not walk while using the monocular. Stand still. Objects that are in motion will be difficult to detect. If you need more instruction with your monocular, inform the person who delivered it to you. TV glasses or sports glasses. Your device is called blank. The power of your sports glasses is blank X. Care and cleaning. Use a soft, lint-free cloth to clean the lenses. Do not use tissues or paper towels on the lens, as they may scratch it. Never immerse in water. Avoid touching the lens with your bare hands, as this will leave fingerprints. Store device in its original container to keep clean and avoid scratches. Instructions for using sports glasses. Never stand up or attempt to walk while wearing these glasses. To focus, close your eye with less vision. Slowly turn the focus control for your better eye until you get the best focus possible. You may need to turn all the way in one direction and then the other. If you have some vision in both eyes, next close your better eye and adjust the focus for the other eye. If your vision in this eye is significantly less than your better eye, it may not be possible to get this side in focus. If you still cannot see the object after getting the best focus, remove the glasses, move closer to the object, and then try the glasses again. You may need to adjust the focus again for the closer distance. Troubleshooting problems with magnifiers. Light does not come on. Are the batteries in with positive and negative charges in the correct direction? Make sure magnifier case is closed fully so that batteries can connect. Check inside the battery compartment for corrosion. This should not be touched with a bare hand. Sometimes corrosion can be cleaned with an old toothbrush and baking soda. Always wear gloves. Is the magnifier broken? The casing? Bad corrosion, etc.? If none of the above solve the problem, or if the magnifier is not obviously broken, the light bulb may need to be replaced. These are usually the same type of bulbs as with flashlights. Radio Shack is often a good lead. Take the old bulb and or magnifier with you to pick out the right bulb. Note, some Eschenbach bulbs cannot be bought at a regular store. Contact your counselor for guidance. It doesn't work. Magnifiers need to be held at the correct focal distance from the print and the eye. For people whose vision varies, they may not be able to use the same device consistently. All vision is about light, so the lighting at home or work may be different from where you were evaluated. Try making adjustments in lighting. When magnifiers are above 5x, they need to close one eye if they have some vision in both eyes. Lighting lesson. Participants will have the following experiences. 1. Experiment with different lighting options. 2. Experiment with ways to control for glare. 3. Experiment with ways to promote better posture. Lighting options. Verilux Happy Eyes, and that's V as in Victory, E-R, I, L as in Larry, U, X as in X-ray. Verilux Happy Eyes. Ott Light Desk Version, and that's O-T-T, L-I-G-H-T. Magnifying Lamp. Under Cabinet Lighting. And Bulbs, Halogen, Fluorescent, Incandescent, Reveal. Control for Glare. Tinted overlays, specify color preference, light filters, dimmer switch, portable wall version, posture and book stands, able table, big white book stand, wooden book stand, small metal stand, small plastic stand. We will begin our next section, Section 9, Hearing Loss. Environmental barriers to communication, background noise, poor lighting conditions, poor room acoustics, distance from source of sound, distractions, inadequate ventilation, interfering objects, poor angle of vision, seating arrangement prevents seeing speaker's face or faces. Lack of assistive listening systems. Lack of alerting devices. Failure to use visual aids, such as overheads or blackboards. Illegible visual aids. Communication tips for people who are hard of hearing. Pick a well-lit, quiet place to communicate. Tell others how best to communicate. Pay attention. Plan ahead. Look for visual cues. Give the speaker feedback. Reconfirm important points. Take frequent breaks. Stay in the same room with the speaker. Set realistic expectations. Do not bluff. Be patient and positive. Tips for communicating with people who are hard of hearing. Before speaking, get the listener's attention. Do not hide your face. Remove objects from the mouth. Speak clearly at a moderate rate of speed. Use facial expressions. Do not shout. Avoid noise areas. Stay in the same room with the listener. Reconfirm important information. Rephrase if the message is misunderstood. When in doubt, ask what to do to improve communication. Be patient and positive. Guidelines for listeners who are hard of hearing. Pick the best spot to communicate by avoiding areas that are poorly lit and noisy. Anticipate difficult situations and plan how to minimize problems. Tell others how to best talk to you. Pay attention to the speaker. Look for visual clues to what is being said. Ask for key words to be written if needed. Let the speaker know what you heard by repeating what you understood. Do not bluff. Let the other person or persons know if you did not understand them or need the message repeated. Arrange for frequent breaks if discussions or meetings are long. Provide feedback to speakers about how well they are communicating. Try not to interrupt too often. Set realistic goals about what you can expect to understand. Problem situations for hard of hearing people. trying to listen in a moving car, listening in a large group situation, following conversations when there are multiple speakers, understanding in medical situations, understanding people who are looking away while talking, people misinterpreting my failure to understand them, dancing and talking, understanding police officers when stopped for a violation, understanding conversation while walking outdoors, understanding someone talking on the TV or radio, understanding conversation at family meals during holidays, understanding over the telephone, understanding someone talking from another room, difficulty seeing speaker's face in poor light, understanding a person whose speech is not clear, person talking to me and I am not aware of it.